medical team before a surgery. Number two, getting the wrong medicine. According to a study, 1 out of 5 patients get the wrong drug in a hospital, and most of the time, a doctor's messy handwriting is to blame. So shop around for a hospital that uses computer-printed prescriptions and verify exactly which drugs you're supposed to get. One more hospital risk, when you don't speak up. Nobody knows your body better than you, so if you feel like you're getting sicker or if a pain seems to be getting worse, you need to tell someone immediately. John Tesh with today's Intelligence for Your Life Minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Tesh. You can hear much more of John. In fact, his entire program coming up later this evening at 6 o'clock, and that will follow Reed Magnum, who is substituting for Sweet Lou Turner starting at 2 o'clock right here on WRJN. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, along with my tag team partner on these community conversations, Mr. Mark Eichhorst, and he is the county executive of the great county of Kenosha. Please welcome back to your radio friend, Mr. Jim Cruiser. Good morning, county executive.
Good morning, and it is a beautiful, gorgeous day in Kenosha and Racine counties.
When's the last time you were in the hospital?
It's been a while. I've been blessed. Very fortunate. I had rotator cuff surgery a number of years ago, and I can't quite hit the fastball anymore, but the changeup's really easy.
Usually the rotator cuff surgery is for the pitchers, not for the hitters.
Yeah, well, my son was in high school ball, and I was pitching to him, and he kept hitting him. I kept pitching him, and finally he won. It popped, and that was it.
Now, the last time we spoke, you mentioned how active you are, not only in government in Kenosha, but also getting out there during the summer. What have you been doing lately?
Well, I did my 3 miles yesterday morning walking. I walk through Pets Park frequently and other county parks and in the city park in the lakefront. My wife was out this morning when I went in. She was heading down to the lakefront to do some walking. It's just a beautiful time to walk early in the morning or go for a bike ride early in the morning. And as people are going to work, there is one thing I wanted to remind people of, Glenn.
Please.
As you're in your air-conditioned car,
yes.
give the county and city and state workers a break when they're working on the highways. They have no air conditioning, and they're working on the roads, so give them plenty of room on the roads. There's a lot of construction going on, and it's for our benefit the rest of the year, so give them an extra, slow down a little bit, tap the brakes, and give them a little extra room when you're going by them.
I thought you were going to suggest, as you're basically in stop-and-go situation, to roll down your windows and let some of the air blow on them.
Hasn't been found effective, so we're going to pass on that recommendation.
What are the biggest challenges that you, as a county executive of Kenosha, face during the summer months?
Well, we meet a lot of the challenges because sometimes, as you know, nationwide, there's some issues going on. But like last night, we had 3,100 people at the Home Run Derby by the harbor. There's going to be an all-star game at Simmons Park tonight. A lot of free activities, and some are free, some aren't. County fairs coming up, the West Ocean markets every Saturday out at Wilmont. There are things for people to do, and they should get out because there's a lot of great things going on in our communities, and it's a safe community. You just got to be smart, and it'll be fine. Go on and live life and enjoy summer because summer's a time to get out and really enjoy all the things that you can't do 9 months out of the year, 8 months out of the year.
For the beautiful humans that don't know what you were referencing as to the Home Run Derby at the harbor, please explain to them what that was all about, how that worked, and then I have a question for you.
Sure. So the Home Run Derby was hitting the ball into the harbor, and there's an all-star or a Home Run Derby group from the North Woods League, and we have the Kenosha Kingfish here in Kenosha at the historic Simmons Stadium on Sheridan Road. And it's great, affordable baseball. It's fun baseball. It's a family affair. It's inexpensive, and it's every half inning there's a new gimmick or something enjoyable going on there. It's different all the time. But they brought the Home Run Derby to the harbor where they're hitting the home runs in the drink, right in the harbor. And it was a lot of fun, and a lot of people attended. It's one of those types of things that people could pay to have to eat, and there's certain areas that they had for VIP seating, and there's other areas that you can go watch and basically not pay anything. But the whole harbor was lined watching this thing. There were people out in their boats, and it reminded you of when Barry Bonds was hitting the home runs into McCovey Cove, and people were in their kayaks trying to get the home run balls. So it was kind of a fun little night in Kenosha. And so that went on, and so Simmons, you know, the Kingfish baseball is a big deal down here. They play a lot of games during the year, and you can just go to Kenosha website, or you can just do Kingfish, and it'll come right up as Kenosha Kingfish, and you can get a schedule.
Well, I doubt the minor leaguers that were hitting home runs into the drink yesterday were all juiced up like Barry Bonds was, but I'm sure it was a good time nonetheless. What happened to the baseballs?
Absolutely.
Are those biodegradable baseballs that they were hitting into the harbor?
They float. They just get netted out.
Baseballs float?
Of course they do.
I guess they're full of cork. They would float, wouldn't they?
There you go.
They must not float forever, though, right?
Because they get waterlogged.
Yeah.
But I think if they just plop in, you just plop them out. It takes a considerable time for a baseball to sink.
That's
a little trivia here, you know.
That's very good
I'm not Mr. Tesh, but I'm working on it.
It is 7 minutes until 10 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday morning. He is the county executive of Kenosha County, Jim Kruiser. He joins us on Community Conversations on WRJN. You mentioned Simmons Field, and they're having an event there next week called the Dueling Pianos. And we've got a Leeward Business Advisors commercial running about it. Have you ever seen the Dueling Pianos?
I've seen not the Dueling Pianos, the people you're talking about, but I've seen people play Dueling Pianos. And it is quite enjoyable.
It's really remarkable, actually.
It is.
You make requests to the piano players, and they know every song. And
yep.
the piano player that knows it the best takes it. It's really worthwhile going to see if you've never seen it. That's, I think, on the 28th, but we're running the spot all week long, so check it out. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN. We're talking, as I said, with County Executive Jim Kruiser from Kenosha. Mark Eichhorst is also in studio.
County Executive, we had a fairly mild winter compared to winters past around here. Maybe be able to save some money with plowing and salting this past year. Now we're having an extremely dry summer. How does that impact your budget? I mean, the roads have a tendency to buckle a little bit more in this type of weather. You got to watch out for grass fires and things like that.
Yeah, you know, we're cutting back the right-of-ways. We're doing the preventative maintenance, and just when you say it's going to be dry, it'll probably rain a bucketful. But let me just go back to the first part you talked about is the revenue stream. We do a lot of state and federal work for the I-94 system and the state highways, so we lose revenue when there's not snow. There's a certain amount of revenue we gain by doing that, so it's not an all-win. Obviously, the salt budget... and for the county roads, we've saved on overtime and the salt use is there. But it's not a dollar-for-dollar net upper for your budget. In the summertime, since we had a mild winter, we do a lot of seal cracking. And then so that the water moisture doesn't get down there in the next winter. And since we have more time to do that because the heaves were less, it creates better maintenance for our roads and our county trunk road system of about 240 miles. So we go through there and make sure that we can extend their life as long as reasonably possible so you don't have to take your car in. So for new shock absorbers. So we're trying to stay ahead of the game on that. We have a lot of county projects going on in western Kenosha County. But the money savings and the additional heaving because of the heat, I don't think we've reached the point where the additional heaving has caused anything. But I think we need to be sensitive on the cutting and the brush by the side of the road so we keep that back in a safe area.
He is Kenosha County Executive Jim Kruiser. This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst on WRJN's Community Conversation. So you watch any of the Republicans last night in Cleveland?
No, I did not. I was celebrating with my family, my sisters, my mom and dad, for my dad's 90th birthday last night.
Wow, happy birthday.
And it was awesome. It was just unbelievable, and we just had a very nice time, and stayed in air conditioning and had a very good family evening. So it was. I missed all TV last night.
What's your dad's name?
Babe.
Babe Cruiser.
Harold, they call him Babe Cruiser. Yep.
That is a phenomenal name. And he's 9 years old. He should definitely join the WRJN Birthday Club. He could win a $25 Lou Perini gift card.
There you go. There you go. He could do that.
Well, you must have heard the news that Melania Trump pulled her speech from Michelle Obama's 2008 speech. Have you heard this yet?
I haven't.
Oh, it's all you got to do is turn on the news or listen to this newscast. It's unbelievable. Line after line after line, clearly plagiarized. And she looked amazing. And she performed the speech beautifully. When I went to bed last night, I thought, wow, they really finished a tough day. It was a tough day for the Republicans in Cleveland. But now it is a major scandal, and they are denying that they actually plagiarized the speech. And Paul Manafort, the campaign manager for Trump, is saying that it was just normal, everyday words used. What is it about people in general, but politicians specifically, when they're caught with their hand in the cookie jar and the scandal starts, that they just keep digging deeper?
So, you know, I can't speak to the alleged plagiarism. Sometimes people's thoughts are closer than...
No. It's not possible. Here, in fact, yeah. I'll just play one for you right now.
And you know what? People ought to be smarter than that. I mean, people don't plagiarize me because I'm just so plain spoken.
This is why I said that Trump now should be disqualified as president because of this. Because whether his wife did it or somebody on his staff did it, they didn't check it. And it is an absolute unmitigated disaster. You talk about amateur hour. But here's how this sounded.
You can go ahead and play that, but do you know who's going to make that decision? People in November.
Yes, but I'm just making a comment, as I do, as a humble radio talk show host. But check this out. Listen to this one.
That your word is your bond.
That's
that
Michelle.
You do what you say you're going to do.
That your word is your bond. And you do what you say and keep your promise.
Yeah, that's just one of them. It was just ripe with quotes directly lifted from Michelle Obama's 2008 speech in Denver as she was introducing Barack and herself to the nation. Absolute, you talk about incompetence. Where do we find people for government that actually not only will be competent, but that will keep their word, that their word is their bond?
Well, I try to be one of those people, and I enjoy the nonpartisan government because I got to tell you, it's pretty tough out there when people are tape recording. I was in a meeting for 2 hours with the group, and I was tape recorded, and that's fine because I didn't say anything I shouldn't have said without my knowledge, and that's just the way the business is now. It's unfortunate, and some people copy other people's materials. Other people paraphrase it. It's a 24-hour news cycle now. So it's every 7 minutes you need a new story or something like that. You guys can comment on that better than I. I care about is the business of Kenosha County.
Well, we got the
and
news.
Whoever wins the presidential, we're a conduit for the state and federal money. We're going to do our job, and we're going to keep supporting working families, and we're going to be in, you know, we want to make sure events like the county fair are places where people can go and get away from some of that news cycle, quite frankly. And that begins August 17th and runs through the 21st at the Kenosha County Fairgrounds, just in case people want to put it on their calendar early.
Awesome segue.
But
hey, he is Babe Cruiser's son. He's also the Kenosha County Executive. Jim Cruiser, as always, thank you for your time and for being such a great conduit for our area.
You got it, Glenn and Mark. You have stay cool, and again, be aware of the highway workers while they're out working.
Yeah, open up those windows so they get some of your air conditioning.
There you go. Thank you.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum Dot Media station.
And on this tremendous Tuesday morning, guaranteed we're going to hear some more about Melania Trump's plagiarism as WRJN covers the world.
Hillary Pilloried, and GOP Plagiarism. I'm Evan Haining. Attacks on Hillary Clinton provided red meat for red state delegates at the Republican convention.